each and every one of their testimonies and sharing is a true sermon from the Lord, a message speaking to our hearts, because even as God works in their lives, God is also asking us how he may work in our lives as well. But I would like to share with you just with a few short verses. And after the short verses, we would still have time, maybe a little bit shorter, to share for those individuals who would like to share very succinctly, very briefly and very pointedly, items of praise and thanks to the Lord. It is only fitting that on a Sunday like this, having seen the work of God in the life of the church, that if we have anything to give God thanks and praise for, let us share that. And also let us be conscious of the time so that other people may also be able to do the same. You know, in the Bible, from first page to the last page, are filled with encouragement and also commands to praise God. For instance, in Psalms 116, the psalmist says that I am going to sacrifice not sheep, not other animals, but I'm going to sacrifice a thanksgiving to you, O Lord, and call on your name. Why did he say so? Because he recognizes he has received tons and tons of blessings from God, that God has been good to him, and it is not possible for him to stay silent and not speak about God's goodness. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15. Paul is absolutely sure that we need to give thanks to God at all times because of his indescribable gifts. And the idea here is that, you know, not only is there one gift, but there are multiple gifts from the Lord. And that's why in the Chinese translation, it doesn't matter which version you refer to. It says in the old and in the new versions, it says, thanks be to God, for he has unlimited blessings bestowed upon us. God has unlimited blessings bestowed upon us. And then from Paul's life experience in 1 Thessalonians 5, he says, rejoice always. It is difficult to do that, but Paul knows. Nevertheless, he encourages us, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Questions, are there really that very many reasons to give thanks to God for? The answer is definitely yes. One of our opening hymns, 10,000 reasons, and indeed more than 10,000 reasons. I just want to briefly mention three. One, we can give thanks to God for the things we received. It could be our health. It could be our family. It could be the house that we live in. It could be some new toys that we're enjoying. It can be things material. It can also be things immaterial, such as let's give thanks to God for our salvation. Thank him because we know that his Spirit is working and speaking to me. Thank him for peace, for the sense of contentment and security. So that's one of the things that we can give thanks to God for, things that we already enjoy and have. Number two, it is a little bit harder. We can give thanks to God for the things we take for granted. I remember this testimony from one of our church members here. He was going through a very tough time, and so during his hospital stay, he has breathing tubes inserted into his nose to help him breathe. He wanted to pull out the tubes from time to time, but when the nurse reinserted it, it only made it worse for him. But eventually, he got over it. He was able to breathe on his own, without the tubes and without the oxygen tanks. I remember that when he shared with me, he said that, you know, I never thought I would give thanks to God for the simple facts that I'm able to breathe without the tubes, without the oxygen tanks. A lot of times we take things for granted. We take our loved ones for granted. We take God's blessings for granted. But God says it might take you a little bit more time to notice them. But when you do, Do not forget to give me thanks for the hot water you enjoy, for the blankets, for cushy pillows. There are a lot of things that we can give thanks to God for. And just this week, I thank God that Pastor Josh was offering to speak on one of the Sundays, knowing that in Pastor Joanna's absence, you know, there's a little bit more work for all of us to do together. And I pray that that offer from him will not go unnoticed. I reckon that it is one of God's graces through him to me. And I don't want to take that for granted. And even though Pastor Joanna is not here with her father in China, keep praying for her. It is not an easy time for her. In her absence, we also do not want to take her for granted. The same thing goes for those who serve on the board this year and next year, the worship team, the choir, the nursery people, the servers, the ushers. We have a lot of things that we sometimes forget to give thanks to God for. But we pray that God will make us aware of his many goodnesses and graces in this church and outside. And the third thing is that, you know, we can learn to thank God for painful, difficult moments. And Psalms 56, we're skipping a few slides ahead. Psalms 56, this is one of my favorite psalms. The psalmist says, you have kept count of my tossing, wandering. Put my tears in your bottle. Are they not in your book? What it tells me is that, you know, God knows my moments of frustrations. He has counted the number of tears, the number of heartbreaks that I've encountered. And God says, these are all precious to me, my child. I want to let you know that, you know, I remember them. And I have kept all of them in a very special bottle or in a bag with your name on it. There is a bag of tears, of difficulties, hurtful moments with CK's name on it. And there is also one with your name on it. Because that is how precious our emotions, our feelings, our tough moments are to God. I want to close with an unlikely example. I said unlikely because this person is Stephen Hawking. He's not a believer. In fact, in one of his last books, he says in no uncertain terms that, you know, there is no God. There is no God. He's an atheist. But yet he's one of the most brilliant researchers this generation. He grew up healthy, but at the age of 21, he contracted Lou Gehrig disease. And it's gradually, you know, confined him to his wheelchairs. But yet his brilliant mind, even though he couldn't quite use his, you know, limbs, he couldn't quite move. He has to depend on a lot of people for a lot of things. But he was able to have a very, very talented and active mind. And he solved a lot of problems. He produced a lot of scientific insight. And he was invited to speak at many places. And one time after giving a very important speech to a very large audience, he agreed that, you know, there would be a Q&A session. And to make it possible for him to hear and reply, he also allowed people who asked questions to go up to the platform and, you know, stand in close proximity with him. And one of the very young upstart reporters had this question for him. He said, Mr. Hawking, you know, don't you feel that you have missed out on life a lot, given what you have been going through, and you are only going to get worse and worse? Sounds like a very brutal and cold question, but yet that is the reality with Stephen Hawking. How would you have answered if you were asked that same question? Well, this is how Stephen Hawking answered. With difficulty, he had a small keyboard on his chest, and he moved his fingers very slowly, and he punched out these words. He says, I can still move my fingers. My brain can still think. I can pursue my life ideal, that is, to do research. There are people I love and loved ones who cherish me. And his last sentence, the most important thing is that I still have a grateful heart. The most important thing is that I still have a grateful heart. And this from a non-believer. This from a person who says, I do not believe that God exists, period. So people of God, a very unlikely example, and yet such a challenge to us believers who say that God is good, who say that we will praise God. So let's be a little bit more appreciative of one another because of the grace of God in their lives to us. And let's be a little bit more thankful to God for the great things that he continues to do in your life and also in the church. Let's not forget to say thank you to your loved ones, to your Christian friends for the encouragement you have received. And let's not forget to turn those praise and thanks into loving service for the Lord. And now we have a few minutes left. But if you would like to rise, or you can sit where you are and share a word of thank you to God, we would encourage you to do that. And we would have two volunteers who would go around with the mic and give it to you should you need them. Anyone? Zhang Mingguang, short, okay? So keep it to just a few words. God knows the rest of the story.
Yeah, 我很感恩, 这个我们的神, 把我全家来到, 带到我们这个教会。 我也很感恩, 这广东堂的弟兄姐妹, 把我的太太, 不会讲国语, 她都一句一句的, 哎呀, 没关系, 你讲, 我听得到。 这时候的鼓励, 我很感恩。 所以说, 我也很感恩, 神带领, 共牧师到我, 那个窗户, 每个礼拜, 不论风雨, 他都准时到来带领我们。 我又, 啊, 我, 所以我给, 我太太说, 我们没有什么报应, 这个我们教会, 没有什么感恩, 只有一个月, 煮一次, 那个奉献的, 那个午餐, 对吧, 啊, 啊, 来感恩我们教会, 也, 也用神保守, 共牧师, 健康的身体来牧养我们，谢谢。
Thank you. Ed?
First of all, let me give you a little background of what happened. My son, Winthrop, grew up in this church many, many years ago, and then he went to West Coast, Seattle. He lived in a house at the backside, has a deep trench. So last Thursday night, there's an accident. And then my son, other son, Wayne, called me and said, hey, Dad, Winthrop house, a car rammed into it. I said, how can that be? I cannot simply imagine how that can happen because the backside is a deep trench. How can a car from the other side ran through the little deep trench and then hit the basement of the house? So, anyway, then there's a video shown what happened. The car coming down from the slope of the other side in the middle of the night, like 2 o'clock in the morning, and they're all asleep, and suddenly hear a big bang. What happened to them? They didn't know. They thought it's something else, but then they got a call from the alarm system. Hey, your house has been invaded. Don't know what happened. So Winthrop went down to stay and saw the backside, the door glass is all shattered. And then he was walking downstairs with barefoot, and all the glasses are on the floor. So what happened is the car from the other side came ramming down and then hit something and then kind of rolled around and jumped the creek and rammed into my son's house. So the back sliding door, all the glasses are damaged, and also the back porch is damaged. Luckily that nobody's hurt, including the driver. So that is very thankful for. Accident can happen to anybody, but the Lord has been keeping an eye on them. So no hurt, nobody hurt, including the driver. So right now it's simply damage, material damage. Thank you.
Okay, one more.
Hi, I'm grateful to God that I can walk. I had some surgeries in the summer and that all my surgeries went through successfully and all the help he sent me during recovery. And also paying my insurance bills. I had no co-payment, which is like a miracle. So I'm very grateful.
I know we have lots more Thanksgiving stories, but you know, we have only so much time for it, so my apology. But you know what? Keep sharing them. Maybe over lunch, or maybe at another occasion, because when you love God, it is impossible to bury that love deep down within. So find a way to share. And then when you share it and say, God, this is all yours, all you're doing. So let's pray together. Father God, we thank you that we know that each and every day you are teaching us, reminding us to be more and more thankful to you. For you are the God of all loving kindnesses. We thank you for your mercies. We thank you for the fact that you are great and awesome. We thank you, O Lord, that when you walk with us, you will never let us go. We thank you, Father God, that even though we do not deserve your goodness, and yet your eyes are constantly on us. We thank you, Father God, that you know our tears, you know our frustrating, painful moments, our overwhelming anxiety, and yet you bear with us. And yet you gently listen to our gripes. And you also, Father God, put your hands around us and comfort us. Father, what an amazing God you are. So teach us, O Lord, to discover more of that love from you. And help us, Father God, like the one leopard who had been healed, chose to return to thank the Lord Jesus. And because of that, he gave glory to you. Thank you, O Lord. Because we know that you are our God, and let us reflect your greatness and your power among us. We pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
We will now go into a time of worship through the giving of our tithes and offerings.
rise and praise God.
Father, Son.